This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. And on Twitter, I'm not surprised. It was neck and neck on my poll. Just a simple question. Do you want to get your money back from this armed robbery? Because you go to jail if you don't help robbers like Mike Johnson. Yeah, our buddy, the speaker. Another guy who doesn't get it. He's not been virginally pure in robbing us of our money. He's voted for these stuff. He said over the course of time, we have to have compromise. Suddenly, he tells us we shouldn't get our money back from all this waste, fraud, and abuse that's being masterfully exposed. Oh, no, no, the wiser thing. He called it core principles. Notice I'm not going after the Democrats. I'm going to the heart of the beast on this. People that don't get it. So in the poll that I have up, it's now 55% of people. You can vote at Dom Show 1210 who say, yeah, we ought to get our money back. Now, we're trying to get on. We might have on a little bit later today either Stephen Moore or this guy named Fishback, who is the architect with Trump of this idea of $5,000. Now, yeah, I got wound up yesterday. It should be to taxpayers. And I think there are ways they can set some kind of limit if you haven't paid taxes in X number of years. You know, whatever we want to set it at, then you're not getting this money back. But what would that do? What would it do for you? Think about yourself. Maybe you've never called before. What would you do with $5,000 right now? Mike Johnson's telling you, oh, no, no, pay down the debt. Pay down the debt. Oh, suddenly it's all staggering. He's the speaker. What's his record? What has he voted for over the course of time? A lot. Now, if you're talking about a guy like Rand Paul, he's been very vigilant, but even there, there's political compromise. They vote for stuff that's not necessary. No, give people more of their own money back. So the advisor on the Doge dividend check of $5,000, his name is Fishback. He's an executive, owns his own company, CEO. He said Wednesday the initiative would deputize. Think about this part. We heard this yesterday when we talked to the Jersey people doing this. It would deputize Americans to help root out government waste and fraud and abuse. He said that it would motivate citizens to report wasteful spending to the Department of Government Efficiency with larger potential payouts tied to greater savings found. I mean, they guesstimate it could be $2 trillion. That's what the goal is. Okay. And we only get a fifth of it. All right, for now, I'd rather do 50-50. Tell me where I'm wrong. And again, I get it. Got wound up yesterday, maybe Gary or somebody else. I was given $5,000 check. You know, this idea, we're giving a check out. That's just like Biden. No, it's not. We're getting our own money back. Now, if the Trump people want to say, well, we're kind of shaky on if we really have this money or not, I'm going along with what appears to be their expertise, that they're rooting it out. They're capturing this money, totaling up the savings. Now, if they don't get $2 trillion, if they get $1.5 trillion, I'll settle for that. Would that stimulate more Americans to report more of this? And yeah, Mike Johnson, it would help us politically, too. I'm not afraid to say that. Oh, core principles. What's the core principle here? The core principle is we've been robbed for years. Finally, they're doing something about it. And guess what? We deserve to get that money back. I'm sick and tired of hearing everything in the world. I mean, that's my core principle. I think that's a conservative principle. They robbed the money. This is restitution. Instead, Mike Johnson says, yeah, well, they robbed the money, but there's some core principle here that says the average American shouldn't get that. I think it would stimulate the economy. I think I'm always about, yeah, Dom, some people would just blow it. Oh, stop it already. It's called choice. If they blow the money, they blow the money. Spend your own money. I'm not going to look at anybody else's money that was robbed here. They're getting their money back. If they do something frivolous with it, to me or to you, so what? I'm not going to spend their money. What would you do if you got $5,000 back from this? And more, as more and more people reported it. It's a simple choice. Why is that so complicated? New York Post. Headline, paying down the debt will help Americans vastly more than these Doge dividends. Oh, stop it already. Stop it already. You're not going to pay down any deficit. How long have we been with this? How many people do we have to vote for that are going to stop this? Even some of the best of them, with rare exception, maybe 10% can be trusted not to excessively spend money. Then you, I'm talking Republicans. Among Democrats, it's almost impossible to name any that you would trust with. That's what they live for. They want to spend that money, then say we don't have enough, and then tax you. So this is a long time coming due. I had a theory. The 44% or so in the poll that I have up that are still voting for this, have they just been brainwashed somehow or another not to believe it's their money, that it's a government's money, and that the government then should determine how best to serve them? Guess what? I think you're best served if you have your own money. I mean, that's a principle Democrats always used to give us. We're better served if we throw our money to the government. They come up with all these hoops and cockamamie programs, and we're all better served by that. No, you're better served every dollar that you can keep of your own money to make your own determinations for you and your family. That's the American way. That's the core principle. That's what Mike Johnson ought to be saying. Well, that's outrageous. What about the deficit? Well, guess what? These people are elected to Congress, and it's their job not to spend this money and to start cutting. Democrats are even complaining now about cutbacks in the Department of Defense. Exactly what we want. That's where they ought to be going next, to the Department of Defense. There's a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse there, tremendous amount. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. Do you trust the government more to do something that's what they claim beneficial to you by cutting the deficit? Or do you trust yourself with that money to do something that's better for you? Isn't that what it should come down to? What's better for you? Oh, what about the country? You know what's better for the country? If people have their own money and they can spend it and they raise their kids that way and they have choice, that's what's better for the country. Don't tell me it's better for the country to have guys like Mike Johnson lecture me about core principles here. Go to hell. I'm tired of guys like this. He ought to be one of the first ones, if he's consistent, to say, yes, the American people were robbed, and we're going to give you back a pittance versus what we paid for through taxation. Not only that, who knows where this ends? If we get this guy Fish back on, the point he's making is, maybe more people then would pay attention to this and go on Twitter or wherever they go, and they want even more of a payback to the American people. So they're going to report more fraud, abuse, and waste, which is just overwhelming at every level and every day. That's what they do. So 855-839-1210, you can get a line. Which side are you on? If you're on the other side, and again, I agree, got wound up yesterday. There's got to be some litmus test here based upon, people paying taxes, some minimum. I don't know that we make it a litmus test. You paid more in taxes, you get more. That might be straining it. But I like the idea of telling people we're all in this together. The government is not. The government's the adversary here. You know it, and I know it. They're not what's good for the country. What's good for the country are Americans, our values, our decisions, our families. That's a better America. I jump right in now, right now, at 855-839-1210. And if you're on the other side, tell us what we're missing. What would you need to make this a deal that this happens? I just think if this happens, more people will rise up and push back against this. For years, talk radio, we've complained about it. Nothing ever happens. And I don't believe guys like Mike Johnson, look at the deal he made that we criticized with Schumer and all this stuff behind the scenes. We had all kinds of people on who were fiscally responsible. And this guy, well, we got to keep the government running. We have to do this until then. You know what they say. He's one of them. Core principles. If we could get the speaker on to tell me how I'm violating my core principles as a conservative by saying we deserve to have our own money, our own decision making. We were robbed. That's exactly what happened here. For how many years? This is a pittance to recover from that. Why in the world would I trust them in the New York Post to lecture me? This will help Americans vastly more to pay down the deficit than Doge dividends. Well, we're going to have to cut a whole lot more, aren't we, to pay down that deficit? You're getting 80% of this. I'm not even in favor of 80%. I'd want 50-50 on this and probably not even that. Is that such a radical position? Have people been brainwashed here? 855-839-1210. Let me give you this side question. This apropos, we were talking the other day about NASCAR. Swerved into that. So after the show, let's take a break. Get the calls lined up. I'll give you the side question coming up. 855-839-1210. I'm looking to hear from you if you want to tell us that somehow or another, you feel better off, you and your family are better served. That's what the proposition, and no dance around, there's nothing else involved here, by putting that money to pay off the deficit. Okay, think about that, versus you getting that money. You don't trust yourself? What am I missing here? Why don't you trust yourself? 855-839-1210. All right, we'll take some calls lined up. Then I'll give you the side question. 12:30, we got the drone guy with us. Told you the other day that the biggest fear the NFL said behind the scenes was drones being over their games. We got the guy who is the expert in drone defense and what the country's doing and what people are thinking about that. Then Victoria Coates a little bit later on, who really knows Kash Patel well, and is the expert, at least for us, on foreign affairs, this whole situation with Ukraine. All that is straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210.
Okay. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. Rather simple question. Look, complicating this with people that paid more in federal income tax over X number of years, all that for him. If I get the Fishback guy, I'll ask him about that. That's not the core battle here, though. We got to break through. Forget about that for a moment. It's a simple thing this morning, this afternoon. And that is yes or no on this. Mike Johnson, Mr. Core Principles. Now, he's been in Washington forever. He's not a Rand Paul or a Ron Paul. I mean, even they have voted for stuff. I mean, Rand Paul, he would admit we've had him, you know, and all right, in Kentucky, we need, but barely. He's a watchdog. He's in the top five that do this. But short of that, they're all complicit in this. I'm talking Republicans. We didn't even get to the Democrats who they're complicit. This is their mantra. It's their money. They're going to spend it. What are we talking about here? And what about the idea to be a revolution? More people would say, what about this? I've seen this waste. Go after it. More pressure gets ratcheted up. Why in the world would I need a lecture from Mike Johnson, of all people? Give me a break. Core principles. Holding up a card. That's a core principle. Here's your core principle, Mike Johnson. We're sick of it. That's the American people telling you, I want my $5,000. Take your core principle and do you know what with it.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHD, please.
Yeah, here's the result of my core principles blowing in the, yeah.
Great visual.
No, Johnson just sets me off. We can, you know, stop singing to the choir. We can go after Democrats all we want. I'm going after this guy right here and right now. Do you support that? Well, he's right. That is a core principle. It is. What's his fealty to that core principle? And the Republicans in general, how many times have they rolled? Well, we got to do that. Okay, we're giving you 80%. Let's see where that is in a year. Can you imagine what they would do with that? I mean, this is a long trench warfare to stop them from spending money, every single one of them. Johnson's from Louisiana. That's corruption country. Oh, we need a road over here. No, you don't need a road over there. Constantly. Put Democrats aside. We're tired of that. These guys telling us a core principle is we don't get to be made, what, 1/1,000,000th whole for the robbery of the federal government, the IRS, taxation, etc. A robbery's happened here. Isn't that the thesis of Elon Musk and Trump and the others? They've been robbing us. It's still going on. Now we're catching the bad guys. And we're going to do something good with this. Well, who's the injured party? It's not the government. It's the average American. And from on high, though, we're told we can't live with these deficits again. Well, buddy, you were part of ringing up these deficits. And I don't trust you, and you don't trust them. You know that deep down. You trust Mike Johnson when push comes to shove to stop all of this. Isn't that the test? It all stops from now on. Well, Democrats will shut down the government. I realize that. This is the battle. So then why am I giving up my $5,000? So we can pretend that we're shaving the deficit here. Look at the progress. You know this is all false. All right, let's go to Paul in Bedminster. And Paul, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Paul, welcome in.
Thanks, Tom. You know, really good discussion subject. It's really a dilemma, isn't it, Tom? I mean, if we do not cut the deficit, The dollar may not be the currency of choice internationally.
Okay, I'm taking your point. I'm taking your point. They're getting 80% of this. And again, tell me in good faith what Mike Johnson is doing dramatically, Paul, to cut the deficit. We know the Democrats are there.
Let me finish.
What is he doing in good faith to tell me I ought to trust this guy? Where's the evidence that he will dramatically be able to stop the Democrats?
Well, look, Donald Trump and Mr. Johnson seem to be in the same camp from the standpoint of working together. Now, I don't know how close they are on the decision to pay out money on this, but back to what I started with, the dollar as the international currency. If we lose that, everybody will
okay,
be
crushed. Okay, well, Paul, we get that point.
Interest rates, Paul. We get this point. You know how much
the deficit is. Where's the evidence? Also, in President Trump, I don't have a lot of faith. He's been a big spender, too. Why should I have any trust in
you? You don't have a lot of faith in Donald Trump?
No, I don't have him when it comes to spending money. Show me where the evidence is that he doesn't spend money, too.
If you don't have faith in Trump, Dom, you're not a conservative.
No, buddy. If you put faith in somebody just idly, what'd you hit him off for? Was there cursing here or something?
No, he might have just hung up.
Yeah, no, I think he just
hung up. Oh, he hung up. Okay, I'm sorry, guys.
Neither of us touched that.
All right. No, Trump has not been a conservative fiscally. 855-839-1210. He's not been. But Johnson is at the core of this. It's the Congress that's at the core of this. Let's put Trump aside. It's at the core of this. Do you agree with Paul? You're not a conservative if you don't have faith in Trump on something? Trump seems to be going along with this. The guy who proposed it, I'm glad he got in his ear. It's the right thing to do. And no, I don't trust them. I want the money toward the average American.
I would also disagree there because I think a lot of things that Trump has said, Trump's the guy that he takes in so many different opinions that his opinion right. changes from time to time, too. So
yeah, he is. He's not. He's a populist. And some of the baggage that comes with that is spending. Now, is he reformed on that due to this push? This push is a good thing. Would he restrain his spending, too? We'll see. Like the military budget. I'm not enamored with continuing to say we ought to just lard on the military budget. They seem to be moving away from that. I don't think you are either. But Mike Johnson is the one that said it's not a core principle. You hear Paul, he's worried about the dollar, international currency, big picture and all that. Okay, well, what are they going to do is the bottom line that you have faith in, that they're going to cut this. So the argument is, well, if they don't get this, what are we going to do? Shouldn't it be, all right, we're getting 80%, and this is the impetus to now be trying to fight over every dollar. There's no evidence that Mike Johnson has done that. There's not. There's not much evidence that a lot of Republicans have done that. So we're supposed to roll the dice again because they're going to tell us about the international currency and the dollar. They've already rung up. And you know it and I know it. It's not just Democrats. Of course, they're wildly out of control. But Republicans have been complicit in this to a lesser degree. So as a result, we have this crisis. And they're telling us, you stand down, you don't get this after it's been taken from you, and trust us. So, telling me these arguments of macroeconomics, I don't think they wash because I don't have any trust in them. I don't have trust in Mike Johnson. Let's go to Dave in Delaware. Dave, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dave, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, thanks very much. I absolutely am convinced that these dollars should be returned to the taxpayers for all of the reasons you stated. And furthermore, there's no reason to believe whatsoever that our elected officials, our politicians, are going to change their ways and reduce spending in any way. So whatever excess dollars are generated from the fraud, waste, and abuse that the genius of Trump and Musk have determined, they should certainly go back. But I think there's a more equitable way to distribute these funds. Since all of these funds are generated with our tax dollars, those that paid more taxes should receive a relatively larger share of the distribution than those who paid less, and certainly those who didn't pay any. I would suggest that if you're in the 35% tax bracket, you should get more than those that are in the 25% tax bracket. And finally, if you didn't pay taxes, you shouldn't share in this.
I agree on that. I backed away from yesterday. I got wound up. Yeah, if you didn't pay in taxes, I wouldn't overcomplicate it at this point, Dave. I hear what you're saying, and that's totally fair. But remember, an idea can be strangled the more stuff we wrap around it. Right now, the person who paid in taxes, whatever number of years we set, they've been robbed. We all agree. Rational people agree. We're seeing that play out. We've been robbed, as we've known all along, and we've talked about all along. We need to get some of what we've been robbed of back. And Mike Johnson is not the guy that's going to do it.
Well, Dom, I certainly don't disagree with you. But over the long term, what are the consequences of this? I just close by saying that it's the genius of Trump that he has proposed a DOGE, and it's the genius of Trump that he's picked Musk. I only wish our state governments would follow suit in some way. There's every bit as much as waste,
now,
fraud, and abuse.
Delaware is more difficult. You haven't seen a DOGE in Delaware. Yesterday we had on the Jersey people. I'm not saying their bill is going to pass. It's got genius in there. They would appoint 20 citizens to be on the committee, too, that would overlook a lot of this stuff. But in Jersey, at least, Dave, politically, this is going to come up in the governor's race. And Democrats have no answer to it. Now, I haven't seen Jack Cittarelli, for example, or Spadia. Ed Dare did contact me. They should have been out there the last couple of days talking about nothing else, instead of a lot of frivolous stuff. Jersey, it's affordability. People are crushed. Jack Cittarelli ought to be embracing this. He ought to be putting up billboards. He ought to say, I'm not going to talk about anything else but this. And he ought to do a little research and get one of these, like we've been talking about, the DoorDash stuff that the Rutgers football team spent, and say nothing else and make that pop. People will revolt in Jersey, just like everyone else, if they hear that. So, Delaware, let me know if we see any DOGE there.
All right, I will do that.
Thank you, Dave.
Tom.
Thanks very much. So the Jersey people yesterday, the two assembly people, we've been in touch. They were great. It is happening in the States, and more of it's going to happen. And if you tell people, somewhat symbolically, but it's real money too to people, that you're going to get more back from this robbery, say you're in Jersey, what are Democrats going to say about that? Initially, they'll say you're cutting off children. You know, that's where they'll go. But you know, and I know, Jersey would be a capital of this type of stuff. In Pennsylvania, Doug Mastriano has something going on. But, you know, given the toxicity, I don't know about that. Will this bill pass in Jersey? Maybe not. I see it more in the governor's race, though, to underline the whole idea of affordability. Why is it so costly in New Jersey? And I would hire the best people I could get that have an eye for stuff like this. What pops? Find two or three things and just talk about nothing else. They spent your money on this. Stick to that. I'm not talking about anything else today. I'm telling you about this. I want the media to address this. I want the Democrats to address it in Jersey. All right, you get in at 855-839-1210. I'll give you the side question a little bit later. We're going to talk with, we saw in Axios the other day, this headline, behind the curtain, America's drone swarm crisis. The NFL, when asked their number one issue, says, it's not player salary, caps, they just raise that by millions of dollars more a year. It's drones. That's what they're worried about. All right. That's next. Let me tell you about Dr. Bentz for a moment. Dr. Robert Bentz has been my dentist for about 10 years or so. In February, we always make this point with Dr. Bentz. He is very much on top of this. It's American Heart Month. It's a great time to focus on all aspects of cardiac care, exercise, eating healthily, heart-friendly foods, and also being mindful of your dental health. Did you know that plaque buildup can actually lead to bacteria growth that can sometimes lead to conditions like endocarditis, arterial sclerosis? It's a great time to get an appointment with somebody who's sensitive to all this. And that's my guy, my dentist, board-certified prostodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Group. He's worked with literally hundreds, if not thousands, of patients to improve their smiles and their confidence, but more importantly, maximize oral health. That's the key to overall health. So if you have any concerns, you're looking for a dentist, you want great dental care, you want to get somebody who connects all these things. Routinely, we tell you about that with Dr. Bentz. Give them a call right now, 610-272-6949. Get that appointment now. Get that evaluation. The website, BentzDentalGroup.com, or 610-272-6949. All right, Dom Giordano's show. With us is Colin Demarest. Colin is the author of the Future of Defense newsletter at Axios. We saw him the other day, and it was a really provocative lead-in. What's the NFL most concerned about? I think the salary cap just went up enormously. Should be no cap. Let them spend all they want.
Oh, you got to sneak that in, really?
Of course. Absolutely. It's America. I forgot. I'm not an American sometimes here. I'll have to call Mike Johnson up and see if it's a core principle to have a cap. But anyhow, the NFL said they're worried about drones over their games, among other things. And Colin's got a lot on this ongoing battle about where we are with drones. Let's go to Colin here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Colin, thanks for taking time out to join us. Great writing the other day, the tease about the NFL. Why would they be concerned about drones?
Hey, y'all. Thanks for having me, first off. So my colleagues, Mike Allen and Jim Vandehei, wrote about this at length, especially regarding NFL and other pro sports, right? Stadiums, if you want to think this way, are primetime targets. They're full of people. They're hard to defend, lots of open area, that sort of thing. And we've seen sort of this evolution of mass casualty attacks, car and truck rammings, that sort of thing. There are concerns that drones could be that next evolution.
Yeah, so that tells us that people are actually looking at this. What's the remedy for the NFL? Is it laws that you couldn't do that? Is it having mechanisms to fire on them? I mean, what can they do?
So I don't know if I can speak to like the NFL specifically, but a lot of the defense executives I've spoken to stress the fact that domestic legislation needs to catch up with the technology that's out there, like the counter drone technology that's out there. Taking down drones here in the U.S. is a lot different than in a war zone, of course. There are concerns about falling debris where something might land if you miss your shot, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of things to think through about on that end. And there's also I think you've seen in the Northeast, the New Jersey drone madness, that the coordination between the local, state, and federal authorities gets to be a bit of a cluster.
Well, Colin, too, on that, I'm not done with that yet. I don't care, you know, what the pronouncement was at that one news conference, nothing to worry about. I still think we haven't gotten to the bottom of it. What do you say? What is the drone problem over New Jersey? What's the essence of it?
It's funny you bring this up. I grew up in New Jersey. My mom still lives there, pretty close to where this all popped off, and a lot of my friends are still there. I was getting texts all the time that were like, oh, my God, what is this in the sky? And it was just kind of like a blip, just like a light dot in the dark sky. I do think a lot of what happened over New Jersey was hysterics. I wrote about that in December. Obviously, like foreign surveillance of sensitive sites like armories, nuke plants, military bases. That's a very serious threat, but I don't think that's what was happening in the Northeast. That came out from the White House, came out from the Pentagon, and more. Sure, there were definitely a few drones up in the sky, including law enforcement and hobbyists, but there wasn't like an Iranian mothership flinging them off the coast.
How do you know that, Colin? How do you know? Now, you're the expert, and I'm not challenging your expertise, but how do you know that, though, that this isn't something of some kind of spy, in addition to all the other stuff?
No, that's a totally fair question. But in the case of like the rumored Iranian mothership, right? Maxar, a space imaging company, basically, they shared satellite imagery in December showing Iran's mothership was just chilling in the Persian Gulf. And in the case of base incursions, you have a lot of people watching that, including the military, including local police, and including contractors.
So tell us what is something that maybe keeps you up awake at night. We talked about how difficult this is. What are you looking at here, the Future of Defense newsletter around drones?
I think what keeps me up at night is what you're seeing in Ukraine, what you're seeing in the Russia-Ukraine war, what you're seeing in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, where Houthi rebels are harassing warships and commercial vessels alike. There is a lot to consider about what weapons we use, and by we, I mean the U.S., to counter these drones. I mean, you're seeing the U.S. Navy spending more than $1 billion to take down drones like Shahed that can cost tens of thousands of dollars. So there's a cost imbalance there. There's a lot of moving parts, and there's also the questions about, you know, what kind of weapons do we want to use? Do we want to use these multi-million-dollar missiles overseas? Do we want to use these cheaper interceptors like an Anduril Anvil or an RTX Coyote, or do we want to use something super scientific, super science fiction, like a laser or a microwave, or even something as primitive as like a net or a cage?
Now, you write in the Axios piece, and where do we find your newsletter? Is that available to the public, Future of Defense newsletter?
Yeah, if you just search like Colin Demarest Future of Defense, I'm sure the subscription page will pop up. But yeah, you can find it on the Axios website as well.
Yeah, there were several great questions. This can complicate. What's a decoy? What's deadly? Who's the target? Which do you shoot? So these are they're asymmetric, right, that we're seeing in Yemen and other places. If they have enough of these, then they really make you spend a lot to knock everything down.
Yeah, and that is like the million-dollar question, or maybe like the multi-billion-dollar question, mm-hmm. right? Those conversations are happening in the Pentagon. They are happening in the White House. They are happening in industry. That's the good news. There are a lot of smart people on this problem. But the pressure is certainly on, and people want answers faster, especially when it comes to protecting U.S. troops overseas.
How about sometimes we talk to people, Congressman Jeff Andrew, for example, and he says it seems in Congress they're trying to catch up. Not enough has been spent, not just on protecting against this, but on developing our own drone. Are we behind the Chinese? Are you in the camp that says we're way behind the Chinese?
I think it depends on the angle, per se. You know, under the last administration, you saw Replicator 1 and 2 rolled out. That was mass drone purchasing and manufacturing of counter mass drone weapons, respectively. The former had a $1 billion price tag. I think that's a good start. It likely needs more money when you consider the budget of the Pentagon. But it'll be interesting to see where that goes and what it informs under Trump 2.0.
Coming up then, anything else of interest? You write the Future of Defense newsletter, so drones, one part of it. What else are you focused on, Colin, that you can tell us that you think is kind of, well, you know, there's going to be a lot, I hope, with DOGE taking a look at the military budget, for example. And I just think, am I wrong to think there's a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse in a budget of, what, $800 million or so?
Well, they'll figure that out. And I think a lot of sources I've talked to have said there are places to carve out money and redirect it. Under that memo that was released, there were already carve-outs for drone and counter-drone and autonomy more broadly.
Okay. Well, Colin, again, one more time, the Future of Defense newsletter is the place to go. And are you surprised then, the NFL this concerned about it? To my knowledge, we haven't seen any disruption of an NFL game, even with a hobbyist or whatever, or have we?
No, not to my knowledge, but I am more of a weapons guy and less of a sports guy. And if it comes to football, I'm definitely a college football guy.
Ah, what's your team?
It's USC. Go Gamecocks.
Oh. Let's go, baby. Go Cox.
Whoa, whoa. Well, okay, let's...
Right, what do you mean? That's...
Well, that's fair.
Colin,
I know my FCC rules.
Colin, you may be an expert. You may be an expert on drones, but maybe not the FCC here. We may have to have a talk around that type of stuff. So, yeah, there you go. All right, Colin, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me.
You are welcome. All right, so the NFL, that's among their biggest fears. Let me give you the side question today.
Henry's getting fired.
Yeah, we
it's
were
my team. I'm showing my spirit.
We were talking after the show the other day that NASCAR came up with President Trump's vehicle going around Daytona. So we just kind of stumbled into a category when I talked about the driver that I saw up close. Yeah, we know NASCAR is tough. Guess what? It's even tougher than it's unimaginable to me. Just going around with one driver a couple times around the track in Charlotte. How there are not accidents every second. I mean, it's incredible. So we're looking for something that is harder than it looks. And I think I have two good ones. And Ro used to say, you're not in show business. There's no singing. There's no dancing. Talk radio is not that help. You just talk. I've had a lot of people say that. And then they do it. Now, some days it's apparent. Something big is breaking. It's relatively easy. You know what you're going to talk about. But on other days, maybe not so much. I'd say talk radio is harder than it looks.
It's funny you say that. I actually have producing a radio show on there.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll give you one more because I'm just so... I saw a guy the other day and he didn't even look in shape at the gym. And I'm thinking, here I am working out on the fake pull-up machine. Yeah, it pulls you up, but you have a thing underneath you, Dan, that you kneel on, and it helps pull you up to a pull-up. Mm. Because a pull-up is not just strength. It's also, I'm watching this guy, the way he was swinging. I think he did 5 pull-ups, and this is pretty high. It's got to be like 9-10 feet up, 8.5-9 feet
yeah,
up.
Please don't ask me to do a pull-up.
So the pull-up, I think, is much harder than you would ever imagine. You're not just pulling yourself up. You got to be coordinated and strong to do it. Those are two, much harder than it looks. What's yours?
How about being a SEPTA bus driver in Philadelphia?
Well,
not only do you have to deal with some people coming onto the bus that you might not want there, but you also have to turn into very tight spots in the Philadelphia streets, and it's a tough job.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't know how there are not accidents every day with every bus driver.
Speaking of accidents, harder than it looks, air traffic control.
Well, I think we know that's pretty hard. Okay,
Then one more, Dom.
Yeah.
How about riding a bike across the Ben Franklin Bridge?
Oh,
nothing I've ever done, but man, you look at the grade on that thing. It's not as easy as it looks.
Who said they did that the other day?
Wasn't someone on that's called in?
Yeah, that called in. Oh, yeah. It's quite a grade. It's quite uphill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both ways.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ambry, what's yours?
Yeah. So let's keep it within the show here. How about spinning a basketball on your finger?
Yes.
Remember a few weeks ago we had
I thought that was hard.
Hot Rod De La Rosa in studio trying to get us to spin a basketball. It's
Thank God
definitely harder than it looks.
Oh, yeah.
Even though they make it look pretty easy. And then another one that I feel like is very low-key, but every time I try to do it, I get frustrated immediately and quit. Digging. If you ever dig a hole, whether it's, you know, on the grass, in the dirt, at the beach, you know, especially if the ground's hard, you're like, oh, man, I don't want to do this.
We should just do an entire show where Henry's digging for 3 hours.
The beach, I don't
think. That's my Sisyphus.
The beach doesn't strike me as that hard.
It's tough.
Well, the beach, too, it's like you start digging down. You're like, oh, man, I have a good hole here. And then you're like, oh, man, I have to dig out, too. No.
Can I throw one more out there?
Yeah,
because it happened to me recently.
Yes.
Navigating through IKEA without getting lost. Harder than it looks.
All right. 855-83. So this should be a good one. Think of something, though, that most people think, that's pretty hard, but it's not really that hard. And you experience it. You actually had to do it. You know what it was like. That's what we're looking for. Never have done this one before. We'll see how it goes. All right. The main thing I'm looking for, though, I have to check on Twitter after that call to see if that went up and down that I had Paul on. Did we get $5,000 back from this robbery? They keep 80% of the robbery. Or is Mike Johnson right? No, no, no. We have to pay down the deficit with that. But say we did. How about Congress? Is Congress going to cut that we're actually going to see the deficit go down other than through us? You really believe in that? What's Mike Johnson's history there? What could he point to if he were here? That's his history. And the answer is almost nothing. He hasn't stood tall in this. Rand Paul could make the argument. Not guys like this. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show. I'm just telling you this $5,000 thing. I see things is so clear right now. We're on the cusp of revolution here. Seth Joyner, I wouldn't say he was a Hall of Famer, but close to Pro Bowler linebacker, as I remember in his day, on Twitter, has this 90-year-old veteran pawning his jewelry and saying, why are we sending all this money overseas, wasting all this money? And a 90-year-old veteran who served in the military is pawning jewelry just to get by. So this is across the board, people that I just don't see involved in politics necessarily. And the Jersey people are really on to something. I'm not convinced that message has gotten, though, maybe to Jack Cittorelli. I'm trying to check on that. They ought to be enunciating this right now. It does two things in a place like Jersey. One, it rallies people because you know in Jersey, they just arrogantly have spent $1 trillion probably, just in any way they want it. And two, it taps into pro-Trump sentiment that kind of douses whatever the remaining embers are of the negativity toward Trump in some circles. And if you're encouraging people to spot this and to turn it in, and that the average American's going to be getting some of the money that was robbed from them back, what kind of bubble are you in if you're in Mike Johnson? What kind of bubble are you in telling me about the world currency? All right, so am I? You can tell. You're an idiot. You don't understand it. Well, wait a minute. This is the only thing, though, that we're concerned about, not giving Americans this money back. All the other spending and all, you're not convinced. No one here is convinced that Mike Johnson is going to stop this deluge. And that they're going to turn it around and they won't keep spending. What's the evidence of that? Well, if you give up that $5,000 you keep talking about, maybe they will, really. Ann in Springfield is on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Ann. Good afternoon.
Yeah, hi, Dom. I just wanted to mention that everybody seems to give Bill Clinton credit for being the last one to have balanced the budget. But they forget to remind people that they did so by raping the Social Security fund, and now we're short on Social Security. So why not give everybody the $5,000? Because people will stretch it a whole lot further than the government ever could on any program.
That is exactly right. And you know what? People will figure out a really good use. And those that don't, those that blow it, okay, you know, I understand that. But look at what the government does every single second.
Yeah, that's why. Just give it to the people. That's the only way we'll ever see any effect from it. But, you know, I just want to mention, too, on the drones.
Yes.
I bought one about 10 years ago that squirts fluids. And I bought it for my grandson, actually. And I got looking at it, and I read all the rules and the regulations. And I thought, well, I'll just put it away for a while. And now after hearing your broadcast, it kind of scares me, the potential of that thing. So I'm just going to leave it buried away where it is for now.
Yeah, because, we don't need any more drones out there in Springfield for now.
We don't need any more fancy drones. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Great points. Thank you, Ann, very much. Yeah, the NFL concerned about that. I don't know. I thought they would have some ability to shoot it down or something. But then if you shoot it down over that, you know, even if it's a prank, how do you deal with that? All right. So 855-839-1210. You can get on board. Coming up, RFK Jr. already involved in a couple of things that are big that I'm in agreement with. Now, he is suggesting, though, that we stop weight loss drugs for teenagers. I'm on board with that. And he's also worried about antidepressants and school shootings. And I think it's not proven that that's the causal element all the time. But it seems to me with a lot of school shootings, there are elements of that to it. Should that be looked at? But we'll continue to take your calls on the big issue. You get the $5,000 back, or can you make the Mike Johnson case? The government knows better. They're going to cut that deficit. So let's see what the deficit's at. Let's take out whatever the trillion they find. How many trillion are we still going to be in debt? And then we have this conversation a year from now. What do you think the result would be? 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.